a Wednesday. You're in the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Cooper Show. Good to have you here. My next guest, you've seen him before. You've heard him before. Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's been around, written 25 books, two that made it to number one on the New York Times bestseller list. So he's had some success. He's been a bit of a lightning rod out there. That's why you've heard his name before. Dr. Corsi, welcome back to the program.
Steve, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Now, you've created something cool with telemedicine, and I want to get to that. But first, I want you to weigh in on all these lockdowns and shutdowns and demands that people stay locked in their houses. And in Michigan, you can't travel or go to your vacation home. And now you all have to wear masks, even though after weeks they told us that masks didn't work. The World Health Organization, by the way, still tells us that masks are more dangerous to wear if they're just bandanas, but now new demands and new lockdowns. What do you make of all this?
Well, I'm increasingly concerned our freedoms are being eroded here, and I'd like to see the medical science behind a lot of these decisions. Historically, in various kinds of epidemics, we quarantine the sick. I mean, quarantining the healthy when we've all got to develop immune systems, and it looks like the vast majority of Americans do not get seriously ill with this disease. The statistics are increasingly it's the older people, it's those with what they call comorbidity, different complicating conditions, obesity, diabetes, heart problems, lung problems, etc. And a remarkably large number of the deaths are occurring in nursing homes, which
correct
certainly concerns me. I want to make sure our elderly population in nursing homes are well taken care of, and this is very disturbing.
Yeah, we need to protect the vulnerable, and the long-term care facilities are the hot spots of the hot spots, really. I mean, I just saw one where 70 veterans were infected. A whole host of them died in this nursing home. And so these are the places where the most vulnerable are. But destroying our entire economy over what is happening seems to be more destructive. You have suicide and drug abuse and all these other things, and violence against women and violence against children. These epidemics are exploding, but nobody's talking about it.
Well, and Steve, we've also taught our enemies the best way to destroy America without firing a single shot. And anyone watching, whether it's Russia or whether it's China or whomever, now knows that all they have to do is release a virus that has some potential to be an epidemic, and suddenly we'll self-destruct.
Yeah, which we did. The damage done primarily in the United States and to the Western world, not done by a virus, done by politics and politicians. Dr. Jerome Corsi here. So let me ask you this, doctor. You've got a brand new telemedicine that you're rolling out, because telemed, one good thing that's come out of this is the ability for people to see a doctor without having to travel to the doctor's office. And that's certainly going to be big in rural areas or in crowded, congested cities. I mean, think about the amount of time you used to set aside to go see the doctor. You'd have to, you know, drive there, find a parking spot, go sit in the waiting room, and then you'd go sit in the room waiting for the doctor to actually come in and see you. And all of this time is consumed. Now, if you have a window, hey, from 11 to 12, the doctor's going to call. He calls, she calls, whatever. Man, this is a great idea. It saves a tremendous amount of resources, and it gives doctors more time to spend with a patient. What a novel idea.
And you also can get the prescriptions delivered to your door. You don't have to go out of the house. I mean, this is going to have a lot of applications. And specifically, we created a system. We're not doing medicine. CorsiNation.com, where you can get this program, my website. We're providing a service where you can be in touch with the doctor by phone. And the doctor will do a full medical examination over the phone, including asking about your medical history or any records the doctor needs to see. The doctor's in charge, not me. I'm a PhD in political science. I'm not qualified to give any medical advice. And we've set this up so that a doctor will call you, licensed in your state, and provide you through a pharmacy that can write, for instance, the hydroxychloroquine legally for COVID without violating any laws, and they can send that to you, express service, by the next day. The cost of the telephone conference with the doctor is $60, and you pay for the pharmacy will call you. You can use insurance to defray the cost of pharmaceuticals, just like
sure.
your local farm. And then you pay for the delivery. And the whole thing is, even if you get, for instance, for COVID, if the doctor prescribes hydroxychloroquine, erythromycin, and zinc, we're still making it under $200. That's where our target is for the entire experience. And we're not promising you'll get hydroxychloroquine. It has to be right for you. It has to be in your medical condition. Now, The doctor will understand that even preventative use applies medically, and it would be appropriate if, for instance, you're a health worker, if you're a first responder. And see, one more thing. We're expanding this now so the telemed can be used by MDs to serve their patients so that, for instance, let's say a doctor wants to really reach out to the medical providers or reach out to the police and fire or reach out to the elderly who can't get out of the house and are worried about this disease. That doctor can expand their practice over the telephone through using the Corsi Nation telemed, and we're signing the first doctors up this week to use the service in their own practice.
Congratulations on that. CorsiNation.com. You can find out more. Dr. Jerome Corsi here. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about a couple of other things in the headlines while you're here. You were subpoenaed by the special counsel, Bob Mueller, for your contacts with Roger Stone and others, and you were offered a plea deal, which you rejected. But I want to know what your thoughts are now, looking at everything coming out with General Michael Flynn. Looks like this whole thing, Sidney Powell says it was all a setup, as you have said in the past. They've got the evidence now that it was all a setup. And the setup, not only targeting Michael Flynn, but targeting the President of the United States. And she says that that information is going to be forthcoming soon. Your thoughts?
I think it's a travesty of justice what's happened to General Flynn. And it's, again, Ben Grack is the prosecutor. He's a holdover from Mueller that Barr has not gotten rid of. And by the way, Aaron Zelinsky, the prosecutor, was after me to put me in prison. I refused to lie, and they never indicted me. I would not swear before a judge to their plea deal. It was a lie. They're trying to suborn my perjury. Zelinsky's still in the Department of Justice in Maryland, and he's now on the COVID fraud task force. And guess what? He's investigating me again.
Unbelievable. So they're after you again, even though you refused their deal before, and you know what's going on with Michael Flynn, where, according to his attorney, Sidney Powell, exoneration is in the papers that weren't in on Friday. We're just waiting to see those and hoping that it'll all be made public. Do you think anybody will ever be held to account? We got about 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word on that, but
well,
anybody ever held accountable?
First of all, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't know why they're investigating me. We're offering a telemarketing service. The doctors are in charge of the medicine. I've seen no indictments from Barr and Durham. I've only seen continued cover-up. So McCabe, well, we won't prosecute him. This guy, we won't. Nobody's being. I guess Barr is going to finally say, "Well, we're going to indict some secretary down the hall because that was the person who had the first idea to create this Russian collusion nonsense." I think it's a travesty, and Roger Stone going to prison for this lying to Congress. Why isn't James Clapper, you know, Mr. Not Wittingly?
Right.
Lying about the NSA, which is surveilling everybody. Snowden has told us that.
Yeah.
And Clapper walks. I guess
and
just be
Comey
a Hillary Clinton
too.
Criminal and you get to walk. Try to do the right thing like General Flynn did, or Roger Stone dare to support President Trump, or me. Try to offer people a telephone medical service. I'm not a doctor. I'm not medical. I'm not advising anybody. It says that on my website. I guess this Department of Justice is political, and Barr is doing nothing.
I'll leave it right there, Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can find out more at CorsiNation.com, CorsiNation.com. Always appreciate you being here, Doctor.
Always my great pleasure, Steve. Thank you. God bless you.
There you have it. The No Panic Zone and the Steve Gruber Show will continue after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.